The Hogansville Hummingbird Festival is happening this weekend. If you don't know about Hogansville, it's actually about halfway between Atlanta and Columbus, so it's really not that far a drive. But they'll be celebrating the hummingbird right in downtown Hogansville, and it's happening on Saturday and Sunday.
Shane, I have to admit, when I think of hummingbirds, I think more late spring, early summer, but our fine feathered friends also pay a visit to our neck of the woods in the autumn as well.
Oh, that's right. The hummingbirds always have to eat. So,
yeah. And this time of year, they can find camellia blooms.
That's right.
They can find pink daisy mums, just all sorts of flowering
things. Yeah, there are plenty
things.
Of things for them to check out. And you can go and check them out at the Hogansville Hummingbird Festival, along with lots of great food. They'll have crafts. They'll have antiques. There's going to be live music. So there's lots of stuff to do. And, of course, there is the town of Hogansville itself, which is a really charming, very small little town. And there's lots of great stuff there. They have the Royal Theater, which is an Art Deco type theater. So it's quite beautiful. And this is the perfect time to visit the Royal Theater because with the Hummingbird Festival, they actually have a haunted house there in the Royal Theater. It opens the first night of the Hummingbird Festival.
Shane, at this next event, people may not necessarily wear their boxers, but they're definitely going to bring them with them.
Yeah, that's right. Boxer Stock 2013, this is an annual event. It's a benefit for the Atlanta Boxer Rescue, and there's lots of stuff to do. There are vendor booths. They have food trucks. But, of course, the main thing is the dogs.
Oh, and I love boxers. I love their faces.
Yeah, they're great dogs, and they'll have lots of things for the dogs to do. They're going to have canine agility and obedience demonstrations. They have some canine good citizenship training. They have, of course, some animals available for adoption. And they'll have microchipping available for your dog.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, that's always a great thing, and it's pretty inexpensive as well. So there are lots of things for the dogs, lots of things for the kids to do, and for the adults to do. And it all goes to a great cause because it benefits Atlanta Boxer Rescue. And that's happening on Sunday at noon at Jim R. Miller Park in Marietta.
Shane, our next two events feature live music. And first of these artists visiting Atlanta is a soulful singer-songwriter that has really sort of followed in the footsteps of Sheryl Crow to make that big transition from backing vocals to center stage.
Jessie Ware, she's this great pop diva. Her debut album, Devotion, just came out last year. It's just a terrific album, and there's a great song called Wildest Moments. It gives me chills every time I hear it.
And the next music event features, really, a band of brothers.
Yeah, Ron and Russell Mail are Sparks. The brothers have always been there at the center of the band. They started way back in the very early 70s, and they go back and forth. They do all sorts of different things, but there's always this really interesting sound that they get, mostly from Russell's voice.
They're sort of like a living timeline of popular music.
Especially the way that they've soaked up the culture that's happening at the time. They'll take bits and pieces, sort of like a magpie, and they put it all together and make music that sounds like Sparks.
And Shane, as far as the calendar details go again?
Jessie Ware is going to be playing at Center Stage on Tuesday, and those tickets are $15 in advance and $19 at the door. And Sparks will be at Variety Playhouse on Wednesday, and those tickets are $25.